For many students of all ages, young and adult learners, lockdown has thrown up possibly a few barriers if you are having to work from home. Now, if you are blind or partially sighted, there is help when it comes to getting textbooks in an accessible format. It comes from RNIB Bookshare, and we have with us Stacey Scott to tell us a little bit more. But Stacey, I think we should really start with some great news about the number of titles that's now available.
Thank you, Alan. Yes, we are very excited in Bookshare to announce that we have just passed 500,000 books in our collection. So the numbers have actually soared past. So I think we're now at 530,000 books available for free to any learner with a print disability.
That's a phenomenal number when you think about the amount of educational textbooks that are out there and the diversity and the range that's there. To gather that many so quickly, it is really quite a milestone.
It's wonderful. I mean, I remember, sitting with the team discussing back in 2018, do you think we could ever get to 100,000 titles? Wouldn't that be amazing? To be here 2 years later, celebrating having passed 500,000, it's just wonderful. We never could have imagined that we would have the level of engagement that we've had from publishers. These are all books that have been given for us for free by publishers for the use of learners with print disabilities, and it's been wonderful to see those partnerships growing, to see publishers getting on board with RNIB Bookshare.
When you talk about making books accessible, you think of copyright and the almost hoops that sometimes you have to jump through to get them out there and get them accessible. So it's great to hear the publishers really running with this as well.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot more focus as well now on the content itself. So publishers are working with us and others to make sure that the content that they put out is accessible as possible. So that can be in terms of its structure, images with descriptions, a whole host of things that the publishing sector are really starting to engage really well with.
What's great about this, Stacey, is that it is a free service. There's no charge for this. So how easy is it to sign up, and what kind of formats can people get?
So it's pretty easy to sign up. One of the stipulations is that it has to be an educational institution that opens the account. So that can be anything from a primary school to an adult education college, but it has to be a staff member that opens the account. So once that account is opened with us, staff are then able to add learners so they can give them independent access to the books and the service. So this can be used in two ways. Either the staff member can download on behalf of the learner, or the learner's given their own login details and can download the books immediately by themselves. The books are available in a range of different formats. So we have PDF, which can only really be used as a PDF, but it can also be used with magnification and screen reader technology. The other option is we have a lot of EPUBs, and an EPUB can basically be altered through our RNIB Bookshare immediately into different accessible formats. So for example, Daisy Audio, Daisy Text, Microsoft Word, and also .brf, a Braille ready file.
Huge amount of options then for people to do this. So once the person is signed up, can they just search for a book or have a look through an existing library?
Yes, absolutely. So you can search by category, you can search by title, you can create reading lists, you can search by author, ISBN. And another feature that is quite good about RNIB Bookshare, we think, is if you cannot find the book that you're looking for, there is a submit request button. So that button basically brings a request to our team to let us know that that book isn't on Bookshare. And we then contact the publisher on their behalf and ask if we can add the book to the collection. And we let the requestee know step by step where that is in progress and when the book is ready and available on Bookshare.
Fantastic. So if it's not there, you can do your best to try and get it for them, which is great news. So that there's different options here to listen or to read the books themselves. Can this be done on any sort of laptop, tablet, or apps that are available?
Yes, absolutely. So it's available through your PC, obviously, on a number of different explorers, Internet Explorer, Safari, Chrome, all of that stuff. For many users, they also like to use tablets such as an iPad, Android, or an iPhone. So one of the fantastic apps and companies we currently work with is Dolphin. So a lot of users will actually use the Dolphin Easy Reader app, from which you can also access the whole RNIB Bookshare collection. And that Easy Reader app is also completely free. and it basically gives you the whole RNIB collection, 530,000 books, and you can put it in your pocket, you can pair it with a braille display, you can use the inbuilt accessibility options on your phone, and it's just a really great way of being able to carry your entire school collection in a bag in your pocket.
I'm sure you've sold it for many, Stacey. So if people would like more information on RNIB Bookshare, what's the best way to do that?
So people are welcome to visit the website where they can find out everything about us. So that's www.rnibbookshare.org. Or if they want to drop us an email, that's bookshare@rnib.org.uk. Or they can call the helpline and be transferred directly to our team on 0303-123-9999.
Fantastic. And the helpline is available Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stacey, congratulations on breaking the 500,000 title barrier, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Alan.